A 17-year-old Mexican girl is near death at Duke University Hospital in North Carolina after a tragic medical error. Surgeons there gave her the heart and lungs from a donor of the wrong blood type. Her only chance of survival is another transplant of the right type, which Duke officials say is a long shot. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, transplant experts around the country are asking how the error could have happened.
Mac Mahoney is a home builder in North Carolina. 3 years ago, he read a newspaper article about Jessica Santillan, a Mexican teenager who was dying of a heart disorder. He was so moved that he decided to bring Jessica and her parents to North Carolina, where doctors at Duke said she needed a new heart and lungs. The long-awaited transplant took place February 7th. When a distressed surgeon came out after the operation to talk to Jessica's parents, Mahoney acted as translator.
He said, "I made a mistake." He said, Jessica has type O positive blood, and the organs that she received was type A. He said, "It's my mistake. I take full responsibility. I should have typed them before I transplanted them, but I failed to do that."
Dr. William Fulkerson, Duke Hospital's CEO, says the institution is still investigating exactly what went wrong.
Our staff, our transplant staff, believed that the blood type compatibility had been confirmed, but obviously that was incorrect.
One of the most striking aspects of the case is that Duke University is one of the world's leading transplant centers. No other institution in America does as many lung transplants. Second, matching blood types is one of the most basic aspects of transplantation. So transplanters say that institutions everywhere are keenly interested in knowing the precise mistake or series of mistakes that happened at Duke.
We've done here at Duke over decades thousands of transplants, and something like this has never happened before. But because of this tragic error, it teaches us that the processes that were in place need to be even stronger.
A spokesman at New England Organ Bank, which provided the organs for Jessica's transplant, says the blame does not lie with them. The agency says it went through all its records and verified that the blood type information was correct. Carolina Donor Services helped arrange the organ procurement. It said in a statement that the agency gave the donor's correct blood type to the Duke transplanters before they went to Boston to get the organs. Joseph Roth is director of New Jersey's Organ Donor Agency. He's also on a committee of a national organization that will conduct its own inquiry of the Duke episode. Roth says transplant surgeons are always told the donor's blood type before they take the organs.
When they come to the operating room to do the recovery, there are three things that we show them right off the bat when they walk in. There's a certificate of death, there's a consent form, and there is the confirmation of blood type. So they know when they're walking in the door what the blood type is.
Ross says the organs are transported in coolers labeled with the blood type. Inside the box, there's more paperwork confirming blood type and other critical data. Wrong organ transplants are rare, but they're not unheard of. In 1991, surgeons at the Oregon Health Sciences University transplanted a mismatched heart. Fortunately, they were able to do a second transplant 4 days later, and the patient survived. Just 3 years after that, surgeons at the same hospital discovered another mismatch only after they had opened a teenager's chest for a heart transplant. That patient died 10 days later for lack of a compatible heart. A computer error resulted in a mismatched heart transplant in Minneapolis in 1990. That patient also died. Now the Oregon Transplant Center does not accept a blood typing report from the institution donating the organs. They repeat the test themselves. But transplant surgeons at other leading centers say this is uncommon, partly because there's such time pressure to get the organs transplanted before they spoil. Roth, the New Jersey official, says the Duke case will have a big impact on the field. He hopes it won't have a big impact on the public's willingness to donate organs.
There is enough mistrust of the medical community today for various reasons, historical reasons, ethnic reasons, and whatnot, that they shouldn't develop further mistrust of the medical community or heighten that mistrust because of an event like this.
As with other widely reported medical mistakes, Roth says, the transplant system will have to demonstrate, once again, that it can be trusted. Richard Knox, NPR News.